Healthy Life.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we'd love to invite you over to our website, which is freetalklive.com. So many cool features over there. You'll find them all if you just browse around and explore the site. But if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you want a quick, easy way to say thank you for all the free content that we provide you, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and learn how you can enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's referral link. Now, what that means is that you just go to Amazon through that link. You can buy the things that you normally buy, and it will not affect your purchase price at all. But Free Talk Live will get a little referral fee on everything that you buy sent to us without, like I said, without changing your purchase price at all. So it's just a little way to say thank you if you like what we do.
That's right.
Shop.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
All right. So we're kicking off hour three of the show here. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'd love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind. In the meantime, Mark, I have something that I wanted to talk to you about, because I think this is interesting, and I don't know.
It's because you love to talk about sex.
Oh, I love to talk about it. I think you like it, secretly. Not so secretly. I think this is interesting. You know, age of consent issues, I won't lie, do interest me. And in this case, I just think it's a complete overstepping of the government's bounds, because basically what happened, the headline here from the Associated Press is, ex-teacher gets five-year prison term for student sex. So she's going to be sitting in a prison cell for 5 years. A former North Texas high school teacher was convicted Friday and sentenced to 5 years in prison for having sex with five 18-year-old students at her home. So 18-year-old students. I don't know. I was wondering that, too. I'm imagining all kinds of
okay.
things.
But the students are 18.
Yeah, they're 18. They're adults. She's an adult. She's over 18. The Tarrant County judge decided on the sentence for Brittany Nicole Culips, 28, of Arlington, after nearly 3 hours of deliberation. It took jurors less than an hour to find her guilty earlier in the day. 16 counts. Well, there are only five of them. I don't know how it's 16 counts, but maybe each act is a count. I don't know.
I would imagine it is.
An inappropriate relationship between a student and teacher. The second-degree felony is punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison per count. The former high school English teacher had sex with students at her home over 2 months in 2011. She's married and has three children. She turned herself in after a cell phone video of one encounter that involved multiple students emerged. So I guess this was kind of a group sex scenario.
Ladies getting funky, no doubt.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. That's fine with me. I mean, I can't say it bothers me too. You know, I definitely don't think she should be sitting in jail because of this, right?
I think this is so far removed from my world that it's difficult for me to comment on the idea of an English teacher doing group sex with some of her students that are 18 years old. What I ask myself is if these students are 18, well, what would they have done to a college professor who was having sex with their
18-year-olds?
I mean, college professors have sex with their students.
Oh,
I've heard of this. Are they going to put them in prison? I think this is a fireable offense.
Well, that's the thing. In college, when you're a teaching assistant or a professor, it's in the handbook, it's in sort of the code of conduct that, you know, this is inappropriate, right? You could be fired or let go for this. You could be disciplined in some way, I guess, by the school, but they're not going to put you in jail for it. In this case, the state of, Texas, is actually going to make her sit in a cage for 5 years. And my question to you, I guess, or you, the audience, and you, Mark, is, how does this help anybody? You know, does it get the students' innocence back that they supposedly lost? Does it, quote, correct this woman, you know, for her kinky behavior? I don't think it helps anyone, and everybody's forced to pay for it.
I don't think these 18-year-old boys are ruined either. You know, I think that they're...
Well, that's another thing.
They probably consider themselves lucky.
Do you think they're... Okay, what if it was a male teacher who had sex with five female students at the same time?
I think that the society in general, and by that what I mean is sort of the nurture aspect of human development, is far more vigilant about the protection of vaginas than it is about penises.
There does seem to be a double standard in cases of teacher-student relationships, right? Like, if it's a young man who has sex with a teacher, people say, oh, he's lucky, right?
Yeah. But by sentencing standards, no. I think that the judicial system, legal system, they go out of their way in order to not look like they're biased from a sexual standpoint. But that they don't, in doing so, they don't take into account that, you know,
that there are situations where
people are going to act. Okay, so people are victims to some extent because people tell them they're victims, and they, you know, so a girl that this happened to perhaps would, you know, tell herself, once the secret comes out and, oh my God, you were victimized. Are you okay? Like, you know, that the whole thing comes down and then she feels like a victim. So then she
because
begins
people are shaming her.
Yeah, to some extent, or giving her sympathy or whatever. Whereas the boys, they're not going to be given this. The attitude isn't going to be the same generally.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree. I mean, I think anyone can have a relationship that they later regret. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
You've had relationships
But I don't consider myself to be a victim.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's all in how you look at it. I don't think that everyone who's a woman who had a relationship that she regrets will end up considering herself a victim, right? And you could argue that maybe the healthier thing is to mourn and move on if you do have an experience like that that's regrettable. But in this case, I really want to say putting someone in jail is not the solution, right?
I mean, I don't think, not in this case, by no means.
Right.
And I think that there's some line in the sand, and I don't know where that is. I think it's difficult. I really think, in reality, it exists differently for different people, but there's no way for other people to know and be able to say whether or not these things exist.
That's why one size fits all these age of consent kind of laws don't really always make sense, right? Because there are so many scenarios where it can be just a gray area, you know? And I still maintain that, you know, even if there is some kind of relationship that occurs that maybe is someone has it before they're ready, right, it's damaging to them in some way, that's important to deal with. But the way to deal with that is by talking about it and maybe therapy or something like that. It's not by putting somebody in jail necessarily, right?
I think that if somebody takes advantage of somebody who's too young, I don't know what you do with that person. I'd be fine with chemical castration.
Okay, well, yeah. When I said that, let me just clarify. When I said that just a moment ago, I was thinking of, like, you know, the situation where there are two 17-year-olds or two 16-year-olds or whatever, and they have consensual sex, and then someone's parents finds out and doesn't like it and reports them to the police.
Right.
That situation, I don't think anyone could possibly be benefited. There's no pervert or sexual predator there, right?
The legal system is very rigid. It is not a moving thing, and I think that it is far too rigid in dealing with these situations. I think that this woman had sex with 18-year-olds, and that it's ridiculous that the Texas is legislating the relation between consenting adults.
Yeah, I mean, they could legally be in a porn movie, right?
I think that this woman should be fired from her school and likely never employed as a teacher again. So, I mean, I can't imagine any school hiring her after this this incident.
Yeah.
But I don't think that putting her in jail is going to do anything for her three kids, her husband, these boys, these men. These are 18-year-olds. Yeah. Okay, so at 17,
they can join the military, right?
Right. You know, it's not going to do anything for these men who are not harmed. I just don't think it makes any sense at all. All it is intended to send a message to the other teachers. Yeah, you perverts better stay away from our young people.
Yeah.
And it's,
she's had
it's
the scarlet letter, too, just to a certain extent, because her name has been published all over the Internet, kind of like you said. Right.
Well,
people
that's what
are
going to
know about
to.
This and judge her as they judge her, right?
Right, and I think people would judge her harshly to some extent.
Some people would. Some people would think, oh, hey, she's having a good time, right?
Some people would.
Let's see what Daryl in Virginia thinks. Daryl, are you with us?
Yes. I'm actually originally from Texas.
Okay.
And I remember several years ago I heard about this law.
Did you know this particular teacher?
No.
Were you in her English class?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm way too old in her English class.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I remember hearing about this law. I forgot where I found out about it, but I remember hearing about this law. I think it's from a news story or something. And I told some friends of mine, you know, somebody could use this to put actually somebody, technically, to somebody in jail for having sex with a student who's in his age. Just old that would never happen.
I'm going to have to hear that again. I just didn't hear what he said.
Yep, if you would hold the line, please, Daryl. I think Okay, we'll find out more in a moment here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE if you have something you'd like to bring up. Tell us what you think. 5 years in jail for consensual relationships with students just because it's a teacher? Let us know what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And we do have so much fun here during the breaks on Free Talk Live. Hey, if you want to call in, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733, the SACL CAI toll-free lines, to get your thoughts on the show. Anything goes.
Mail-2-jail.com is now making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners using bitcoins. You can donate directly to Adamo Freeman, who is our, Tuesday or Wednesday night.
He's great on the air. It's too bad he's sitting in a jail cell right now.
Sitting in a jail cell because he recorded telephone conversations,
outrageous.
As an act of journalism, with some government bureaucrats, and they decided for whatever reason that he must be convicted of three felonies.
Criminal act of journalism.
Yeah, it's nuts. So he's got another at least 30 days or so in the pokey. You can support mail-2-jail.com's great work. And, this message is brought to you by memorydealers.com. So if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and want to support Liberty at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Let's go back to Daryl in Virginia. Now, Daryl, you had just started to tell us a little story that related to this this tale of the teacher who had sex with her 18-plus students but was sentenced to 5 years in jail.
So 18-year-old students.
Yes.
Okay.
Some of them at the
not
same 18, time.
Not more than 18 students.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, thanks for clearing that up. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I had heard about this law several years ago when I was in Texas as a recruiter, and I had told some of my friends of mine, by the way, who weren't recruiters.
A military recruiter?
Huh?
A military recruiter? Okay.
Navy recruiter. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And I said, I looked at this law and said, this could be used to put a teacher, even a college professor, in jail for having sex with a student who was of age. And the response from my friends was, that would never happen.
Oh, I guess it did happen, huh?
Yeah.
Geez, do they need new laws to cover statutory rape? I mean, is that what people think? I don't know what the limit is in Texas, but, there's 17, 18, 16, 17, 18 is the general around the United States. And so, what do you need an extra law for as teachers go?
I guess that's the problem with having all these laws because, if they want to get someone they can kind of get them for something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, not saying that it happened in this particular case, but let's say there was a teacher, who maybe they wanted to fire them, but they couldn't because the teachers' unions or something lobbied to make it difficult. And, maybe they just find out that they did have a relationship with one of the students, and maybe that could be brought out and used against them.
One of my teachers married one of his student aide the next year.
Interesting.
Big deal.
Yeah. Would they be better off if they were in jail?
Go ahead.
What's that, Daryl?
One of my teachers supposedly got caught. He didn't get fired because there was evidence, but he and a cheerleader were walked in on at her apartment.
Oh, my.
Her apartment?
Well, that's not... Yeah,
well,
that's interesting.
I think she was 18 or emancipated youth.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It's uncommon for high school students to have their own apartments.
Yeah. Daryl, anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for the call.
How did a high school student support themselves in an apartment?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe the teacher was helping out in some way. I had a couple of interesting stories. I had a teacher. I had a teacher who got fired for getting into a fight publicly with another teacher and calling her the C word.
Okay.
In front of a bunch of people.
Argument.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was kind of sad because everybody loved the teacher that got fired and nobody really liked the teacher that got called the name. So there you have that. And I also had a coach who was allegedly doing stuff with some of the teammates, but I never had any trouble with that. But I'm very glad that I was, kind of not a party to that situation.
If people are going to do it with people they work with. And when those people are students, it makes it very, very, very difficult.
Yeah.
I get why people say, look, we're sending our kids to these schools and we don't want the teachers stooping with them. Mm-hmm. And I understand. But, what are you going to do when, why is it that the public school teachers or the high school teachers get it rougher than the professors? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. The caller said that maybe this could be used against professors, too.
Right.
Maybe it could.
You know, crazy. When I was in college.
Texas is a crazy place when it comes to.
Yeah, it's just, it seems really overreaching that they would criminalize the dynamic of teacher-student regardless of their age. You know what I mean? I mean, even the age of consent is, you could make the argument that maybe they don't always make sense, right? But just the dynamic of teacher-student, that seems kind of outrageous. Actually, you know, when I was in college, I taught an organic chemistry review session.
Okay.
So I was a TA, basically a student TA. Like, I was a college student, but I had taken the class the year before and done very well. And so I would teach a review session for the students.
Were you being paid?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I would give, like,
as far as I'm concerned, that makes you a teacher?
Nighttime sessions, right? And there was a student who asked me on a date, and I actually went out with him. And, you know, it didn't work out, but I don't know, would I be sitting in jail right now if somebody had found out about that?
So by workout, we can now draw a conclusion that it didn't work out, so therefore that you weren't subject to a felony if this had been in Texas. Is that what you're saying?
No, I wouldn't have been.
Okay. But I mean, you
but
know,
it's a hypothetical situation.
It's an interesting situation.
What do you do?
You're talking about a teacher's assistant here who's the same age or, you know, a commensurate
age. I knew it wasn't, you know, like it was frowned upon or whatever, right?
But you're just a student like they are, right?
Yeah. He wasn't that much younger than me.
I mean, what kind of ethical oath and obligation do you have to, you know, not go out with this student?
I don't know. In hindsight, I probably could have made better judgment about who I chose for a partner.
I used to give classes at the athletic club I worked at. So if I'm giving a fitness class.
Yeah, if you're a yoga teacher.
Should I not be doing it with, somebody? I can tell you this happened. Some of the people that are, you know, coming in and doing the class. Mm-hmm. I mean, where does it all end?
Yep.
Oh, it doesn't count because it's at a gym. Well, why not? It's another class. I'm teaching the
physical
class.
Physical education.
Why not?
Let's go to Ed calling from Tennessee. Ed, are you with us?
Hey, Stephanie, Mark.
Hey. Ed, did you happen to hear the person who called in, Jared called in the last hour, and he was kind of questioning, your stance on guns. Did you happen to hear that?
Yeah. He said I was a little smug.
Did you want to respond to that?
I probably am sometimes, but I don't. I'll try to get better on that. But
okay.
To me, and then I'll respond to the gun if you want me to, but to me, as you were talking earlier in the show, there's only one success to be able to spend your life in your own way. Period.
Mm, yeah. I really like that.
You know, I have a friend that's here, you know, locally, and he said that, you know, he's the richest man he knows. He's able to buy some nice things. You know, he's lived a good life. He's got family around him and, you know, enjoys his life the way it goes. And, you know, you look around, you don't really see a wealthy individual. But I thought that it was a very, you know, it made me feel really good when I heard him say it.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, Ed, if you have more, please hang on the line. I'd like to hear what you have to say on the gun issue as well. 855-450-FREE. If you have comments about guns, teacher sex, you want to tell us your teacher-student tryst story? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
Glad you joined us. You can call the show tonight at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The SACL CAI toll-free call-in lines. Still time to get your thoughts in if you want to comment on anything. Coming up, I think we're going to talk about eBay banning the sale of spells, but we've still got to hear from Ed on the rest of his thoughts. So, Ed, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Stephanie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, let me make two little comments real quick.
Sure.
Hey, I live like a millionaire, but I'm not one. And also, I'm learning from your friend, Stephanie Bryan,
mm-hmm.
to try to be a little calmer. You know, he's real calm, intelligent. So anyway,
yeah,
I'm trying
agree.
To be like Brian.
Thank you. So how do you live like a millionaire when you're not one? I want to know this.
Well, I'm self-employed. I make a little money, and then I just don't care. I don't even work for months.
So what do you – I'm curious. I'm really interested in self-employment, by the way. Like, I really want to know more about this. So can you tell us, like, more about what you do for yourself?
Well, I'm in the construction business. But
mm-hmm.
I do floor coatings and a little bit of painting in these factories and stuff around here where I live. But I mainly do concrete coatings, epoxies, urethane, striping,
okay.
stuff
and
like
does
that.
And
anyway.
Does that require some kind of contractor license or anything, or do you have that?
Well, Well, I really don't want to say. I've never had.
Okay, great. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do this, regardless of whether you need one or not. So, cool. Good on
you. Yeah, everybody says you should. I probably should, stuff like that, but I really don't. I don't want to get into that right now.
Yeah, no problem, Ed. Well, thanks for sharing. Nice to know.
Can I tell you another little quote, and then you can
go for it.
Quiz me or whatever. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Einstein.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you think about that, Mark?
I think that, I think there's a lot to it. I mean, it's people with the creative people that manage to create the things in the world. They're the ones that make themselves wealthy. You know, it's the technical folks that come in and just kind of do the worker bee stuff afterwards.
Mm. Interesting. Ed, any more?
Yeah. This hardcore testing and stuff you're talking about in the schools.
Yeah.
This is really reformed. You know, it's, as it says here, championed by Bill Gates and ex-DC Schools Chief Michelle Ray. But you know what Steve Jobs said about Bill Gates? His only problem was he never would do LSD.
Oh, God.
Thanks for the call, Ed. That's very interesting.
That'll fix him.
Yeah. Mark, okay, I really want to talk about this. I think this is interesting. eBay has banned the sale of supernatural products.
Supernatural products.
Yes, including magic spells, potions, and hexes.
Okay.
This is from the LA Times by Tiffany Sue. Making a profit on the occult arts, cultivating a loyal customer base for potions, magic spells, and psychic readings, not on eBay, you're not. In its 2012 fall seller update, the online marketplace said it was banning all sales of supernatural goods and services, exiling its witchy and wizardly clientele to the wilds of Craigslist and other web-based Diagon alleys. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's reference. At the very least, it's reference to Harry Potter.
That's why I don't understand it, because I've never read any of the Harry Potter books or seen any of their movies. So that explains it. Among the prohibited items: advice, spells, curses, hexes, conjuring. So I know you
want advice.
Yeah, that seems a little bit strange to me. They're
life
banning
coaching
the sale
is outlawed.
Of advice. And advice isn't necessarily an occult product, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's palm reading to some extent is advice-oriented stuff.
Yeah, I guess that does seem a little bit broad. Conjuring, magic services, prayers, blessings. So you can't sell your prayers or blessings anymore. Psychic tarot, Reiki, and other metaphysical readings and services. Magic potions and healing sessions.
Don't you have to be present for Reiki?
Yeah, I suppose you could auction off a Reiki session only to local people or something like that.
I suppose if somebody wants to buy it, but
you know, I saw
eBay's really about selling things to people far away.
Yeah, that was pretty much the whole point. I was one of the early adopters of eBay. I made a boatload of money one summer just selling like old junk around my parents' house on eBay, and they would give me, you know, I'd sell it for them, they'd give me a commission and stuff like that. It was really fun, and I learned. Like, I caught the entrepreneurial bug, in a way. But then, you know, over time, eBay kind of changed, right? They bought PayPal, and it kind of got different. It's a little tougher to navigate now, but, you know, still thriving. A lot of people make a living on eBay.
I sold a car on eBay not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's a cool concept. But, you know, speaking of the Reiki thing, Reiki was one of the things that they banned. And for people who don't know, as I understand it, Reiki is like a, quote, healing energy. And, like, whenever I hear the phrase energy, it kind of sets off my
energy
red flags.
Energy should be something that sets off your energy.
The
your
woo flags.
Yep.
And I saw a study once about Reiki on cancer patients, right? So people who are having cancer chemotherapy, they were randomized to either get Reiki or fake Reiki, in which someone claims to be doing Reiki but just basically waves their hands around and does nothing.
Okay.
Or massage. Okay, so massage is, you know, just touching and stuff like that.
I'm convinced massage heals. Go ahead.
Yeah, the massage did help, but the fake Reiki and the real Reiki performed the same.
I see.
And didn't help as much as the massage. So what they're saying there is that it, you know, really, according to this study, Reiki doesn't make any difference. What matters, apparently, is the human contact, right? That someone is there,
so
they're empathizing with you.
Were they effective? Because was there one, a group of people who didn't get anything? Because that would be the control group, right?
Yeah, that's an important control to do. I don't think there was one. I think the massage was the sort of the best, the gold standard, right? The best known treatment. Because sometimes in medical studies, they can't, it's not ethical to have a group that has no treatment because they know that they're not giving those patients the same quality of care, right? If massage is proven to help with pain relief after cancer treatment, well, you can't not give people that because that's the best known thing, right?
Well, somebody isn't getting massage out there after getting cancer.
Sure. It's actually kind of common, I think, in hospitals to have massage practitioners for the cancer in the cancer ward. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting if you compare the fake Reiki and the real Reiki, there's no difference.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I, you know, having never gone to Reiki treatments, I did have a massage therapist that claimed that she did it while she was massaging, but, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Sometimes they combine the two.
Yeah. Whatever magic you want to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about massage is that it's not magical. It's based on anatomy, and it's a real touch, and people go to school for it.
As far as I'm concerned, eBay can do what they want with their business.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to sell magic and somebody wants to buy magic, then those people should be able to do what they want.
Yeah, I agree with that, although I think that there is a good case. Like, I believe in consumer advocacy, right? I feel sad when I hear or think that people are buying snake oil and wasting their money and getting their hopes up and that it'll heal them and it won't.
Okay, snake oil is one thing, because snake oil is the suggestion that you can take some kind of nutraceutical or medicine or something like that and get better. And I think that that's a pretty much a reality, that you can take vitamin C and it will fix your scurvy, that you can take medicine and fix some kind of, you know, you can take an antibiotic and you can fix your infection.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, what they're doing is they're mimicking these things. They're committing fraud. They're making a claim and then, you know, then providing you with some kind of medicine, and that medicine doesn't work. So medicine can work, and snake oil doesn't. Whereas,
well, there's a placebo effect, though, right? We talked about this on the show before, where people, if they believe that this potion will help them, it's mind over matter, right? It's the healing power of belief or whatever, right? But you have to believe that it works, and it's often not as effective as an actual drug that could cure your disease, right?
I suppose that's true.
So
spells,
is it,
I don't think, ever work. So therefore,
but could they have a placebo effect?
If somebody is allowed to buy spells, then they know what they're getting.
Uh-huh.
They believe differently than I do, and fine is what I have to say. And I also have another thing, phrase that, you know, to describe their situation that also begins with the same letter as fine. You know, I just don't care.
Gotcha. Okay, I want to know, have you ever purchased a spell on eBay? Like perhaps the big booty spell that they refer to in this article.
Does it grow you a big booty?
Apparently it claims to.
It's a junk in the trunk?
Junk in the trunk.
Badonkadonk.
855-450-FREE is our number. This is Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. and these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com, or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Stephanie here with you.
And Mark.
We'd love to hear from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is a show, of course, where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about this eBay story where they have banned the sale of supernatural products. I think this is really interesting. I mean, it brings up a lot of discussion issues. Mark, I know you also wanted to talk about bitcoins too, so I think we'll try to get to that as well.
If we have a chance, I mean, it may take longer than the segment we have left.
Sure, and if you have thoughts, you can always call us and change the subject, of course. But
and that's kind of how Free Talk Live works. You know, we've got 21 hours a week. If we don't get to something tonight, there's always tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so the point that I wanted to bring up on this eBay story is that when eBay was asked about this, they said that they regularly review the categories and update their policies based on customer feedback, and they said that they were discontinuing these metaphysical categories because they often result in issues that can be difficult to resolve. So basically what it sounds like is somebody buys the big booty spell, their booty stays the same size, and they get upset and they want their money back, but the person says, well, I cast a spell for you, what can I do?
Yeah, all I guarantee is that I cast a spell. The big booty fairies must not have wanted to deliver to you. Maybe you've got bad karma in your mojo.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I could see how that would be a really difficult thing to deal with if you're eBay and you're supposed to be this arbiter, and it's like, well, what do? You kind of have to come down on one side or the other.
Do they have faith healing on there, too?
They did, but they've banned it.
Okay. Yeah, faith healing's
healing,
banned, too.
Yeah, healing sessions is one of the things that's been banned.
I see.
Yeah. And, you know, it's
interesting. But you know that faith healing is the only real healing because it comes from Jesus. So the rest of these healing sessions are, no, that doesn't work.
Oh, I see how it is. I don't buy that for a second. But Yeah, I mean, there are probably a lot of products on eBay that don't work, right? Is eBay responsible for their products, the products being functional or doing what they say they're going to do?
Yes. eBay is not, but I mean, you know, certainly they're the final arbiter in this circumstance. If somebody sells me a cell phone, and I've bought more than one off of eBay, and they advertise that cell phone as being functional, and it's not functional, then...
But they're not selling it to you. They're just brokering the transaction between you and a third party. So,
but they do claim to be an arbiter at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that they're going to. I mean, they offer a rating system. They're gonna do their best to resolve disputes.
Do they do escrow for certain items like a car or something like that?
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now, I mean, basically, you
said PayPal do escrow?
I don't think they do. I don't know. Maybe they do an escrow.
I've never had an experience with that. I mean, of course, you can call us. But
I think I bought a more than one car off of eBay, at least two cars off of eBay, and in no circumstance did I have to put any money in escrow. I just said, I'm going to buy it. I'll see you this weekend. I came down there with the money. It was what I wanted to be or not what I wanted it to be, and...
It worked out?
In one case I bought the car, in the other case I didn't buy the car.
Okay.
I felt that, it didn't live up to its standard as it was advertised, and I didn't buy it.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting experience.
And I didn't get a bad feedback either, so
Okay. Well, speaking of buying things, I know that we wanted to talk a little bit here about bitcoins. And there's been some volatility in the Bitcoin market recently, hasn't there, Mark?
Yeah, there's been something, on Free Talk Live, I don't want to duck any issues. I'm a fan of Bitcoins. I am bullish on Bitcoins. And
full disclosure.
I want to talk to people about Bitcoins. For me, frankly, it's the most important topic going around. Currently,
so what is a Bitcoin for somebody who has no idea?
Bitcoins are an internet currency. They are digital, peer-to-peer, online, open source money for the internet. They are a math problem that you can transfer back and forth, and they are not counterfeitable. Nobody can mess with your account. They can't freeze your account, or nobody can inflate bitcoins. So they're a new technology and a new idea. And I'm really excited about them. And bitcoins had been kind of steadily plodding up over the past few months.
And then recently they were on a big rally, weren't they? They gained a few dollars over the course of a couple of days.
Yeah, over the course of a couple of days, they went from basically just, from August the 1st, they went from essentially $9 all the way up to $14, and then they fell to, $7.50, and now they're back up to, in like $8 or something like that. I've got it right here on my phone, $9.13.
Yep.
So they've had some volatility over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to people as to why I think that volatility went on.
Okay, now this is interesting. So go ahead. Why do you think this happened?
There is I don't have the name of the website here in front of me, but essentially, because it's an unregulated market, people have the ability to do all kinds of different things with bitcoins. And that includes Ponzi schemes.
Yeah.
So,
and there have been a couple of incidents, not just with Ponzi schemes, Mark, but I remember in the past there were a couple of famous hacks, right, where people had a bunch of bitcoins in an account. Somebody transferred all their bitcoins out of that account, hacked in somehow, and
I only
their
remember
security...
one circumstance where that happened.
I can think of at least two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
one was a couple months ago. The other was June of 2011 or something.
Are you talking about mybitcoin.com? He claimed he was hacked.
Okay.
And what he did likely was just steal everybody's bitcoins. So he opened a bank, said, "Hey, I'm a bank. Give me your bitcoins."
Yeah.
And people gave them the bitcoins, including myself. And then he took them all.
Well, yeah.
And
how are you going to know about that? That's really tough. It's a new technology.
Don't keep them there. Keep them, safe on your computer.
Hard drive.
But people, keep a lot of things online.
Yeah.
And, bitcoins, you could do that. There's certainly all the other banks are still there. Now, I don't think they're just waiting around to take your bitcoins, but they could. And that's the reason I don't keep my bitcoins in any online accounts. I keep them in a computer, safe, encoded and under a password, and they can't be hacked. It's impossible.
Right.
They can't take them from me. So, and I'm, maybe somebody somewhere could figure out how to do it, but I don't know how they could. And in that circumstance, that guy would begin to fear for his life. Because another thing about Bitcoins is, because they're an anonymous currency, somebody could hire a hitman to go after that guy. So that guy then returned half of everybody's Bitcoins. And I don't know if that's the circumstance you're talking about, but that's what I thought it
was. There was a site called Bitcoinia that was hacked. That was a different one from my Bitcoins. And there's been a couple of other ones, too.
All right. So I only remember one hack, but it could very well be more than one. Certainly, there have been some hacks out there. And as Bitcoins get more and more valuable, there's going to be more and more hacks, and you have to figure better ways to keep your money.
Sure.
In this case, this isn't a hack. This is dumb people being separated from their Bitcoins. And
okay.
I'm sorry to tell you that, you know, as I understand the circumstance, this is a Ponzi scheme where a guy was offering interest for you keeping Bitcoins with him, and he was giving 6% per month.
I thought it was a week.
Oh, is it a week? Yeah, that's right.
6% a week, yeah.
Per week. Now tell me where, in what free market, you're going to get 6% return on anything per week.
Hey, you might be tempted to believe it if you really wanted to, right?
I guess.
It
Why would anybody
like they
pay
were,
it?
It seemed like they were really going up for a while.
Why would anybody give you 6% per week?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, when they can get a loan for significantly lower, when you're talking about going to the bank right now, getting a home equity loan for 2.5% a year,
yeah.
Why would anybody give you 6% for anything a week?
Yeah, unless it's too good to be true.
Well, unless they're a very bad risk, in which case you should not be giving them anonymously your Bitcoins.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty basic.
There's a lot of volatility around this. A lot of people are upset. This guy had more than 500,000 Bitcoins. Bitcoins are worth $10 a piece. This guy had $5 million worth of Bitcoins. And, you know, he had a full 5% of the Bitcoins on the planet.
That's huge.
That we're in existence. I guess planet isn't really the right term. In existence. So, yeah, there's some volatility going on in the Bitcoin marketplace. But
so wait, what happened with this Ponzi scheme? It fell apart?
It looks like he's closing his shop and
he's refunding.
He's claiming that he's going to refund people's money, but he was a little late the last refund, and people are skeptical he's going to be able to refund on this one. And, you know, I don't know whether he's going to be able to refund or not.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, color me completely unconcerned. If you, you know, I don't care if people who go to the races win with their horses. You know, I want the best for my friends.
I'm curious here, in the remaining moments of the show, has anyone been involved in this scheme? I'd like to hear from somebody who had their Bitcoins in it. Maybe our listeners are too informed to fall for this, but I'm curious.
We do have a frugal bunch that tends to listen to.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know how they're going to get in the last moments of the show, but I would be interested even in tomorrow's show whether or not they manage to
get
involved.
Lots of people are going to be listening to this on the podcast.
When it came to mybitcoin.com, all it was is a bank. A bank opened up. Banks are a common concept. You're not catching, it's not the short hustle. This was a hustle.
Yeah.
And if you fell for the obvious hustle, then, I'm sorry.
I also heard someone unloaded a bunch of Bitcoins when they were up around $13. That could have caused some change, too. But
oh, sure.
Hey, we're out of time. It's Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. It's been Stephanie.
And Mark.
And thanks for joining us tonight. Have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
How's your pH today?
Are you acidic?
How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.